实我绝对不是否认科学。
So right from the beginning, I already told all of us that I do not reject science.
但是我要跟各位说的，为什么我信科学，我更需要信上帝。
But I'm trying to explain why do I believe science, but all the more I need to believe in God.
人需要相信一个绝对的。
Because humans need to believe in something which is absolute.
当我们基督徒，我们讲我们相信上帝的时候，我们并不是相信不合逻辑的东西。
When Christian says that we believe in God, it's not that we believe in something that is illogical.
各位，我相信合逻辑的东西。
I believe in things that are rational, logical.
因为上帝起初创造天地的时候，创造人的生理，都是有逻辑、有原理在里面的。
Because when God first created heaven and earth and humans, He has certain logic and principles.
但是我相信这个东西的。背后有超出人能够理解的逻辑也在运行。
But yet I believe that behind this, there are certain things that is beyond human logic.
如果你对基督徒很多误解的话
，if you have a lot of misunderstandings towards Christians,
你在这个地方你要真的清楚了解。
You need to really clearly understand over here.
基督教绝对不是天天讲不合逻辑的东西。
Christianity does not talk about illogical things every day.
如果今天我看到报纸说，报纸说。今年失业率啊，在现在10%哦。
If I look at the news and I read that the unemployment rate is at 10%.
哦，忽然间哦，经济倒下来了，10%失业率。
And the economy go down.
我身为一个基督徒呢，我不会说没有百分之啦，没有百分，神同在啊，不要相信这个东西啊。
As a Christian, I wouldn't say that. Do not believe in the unemployment rate. There's no such thing.
如果你遇到这样的基督徒，他当然他是不合逻辑的。
If you have met such Christians, of course he is illogical.
他也信得奇奇怪怪的。
And his faith is very strange.
我信上帝不是这样的。
This is not how I believe in God.
如果是10%。OK, 你们有证据的话，你们有研究统计，那我相信是10%。
If you have done enough study and research, then I believe that the unemployment rate is really at 10%.
我也相信，因为这个10%的缘故呢，很多人甚至包括基督徒，有些会失去工作。
And I also believe because of this unemployment rate, even Christians may lose their job.
但是我相信，在这个10%失业率背后，必定有神他的存在，他的许可，他的计划。
But I believe that behind this unemployment rate, there is the existence, presence, and plan of God.
所以，就算你在那个情况，你受害了，但是如果你依靠神的话，你会看见，在就算10%，你会看到神的帮助。
But even if you suffer in that situation, but if you rely on God, you will see God's help.
他的美意，他的祝福在后面。
You can see God's perfect will and His blessings later on.
那我相信这个。
And I believe in that.
所以我相信有逻辑的。我也相信超出人的逻辑的。
So I believe in what is logical. I also believe in what is beyond human logic.
如果医学说，如果你吃了这个某一些的 vitamin， 人的身体需要这个 vitamin， 吃了时候会健康。
So if medical science tells us that if you consume certain vitamins, you'll be healthy for your body.
你的骨质会好啊，身体的系统会好啊，那我也相信。
Your bones will be good. Your body will be good. I also believe in that.
但是我也相信，上帝造的这个身体。
But yet, I also believe that in this body created by God,
如果在某一些的情况，如果我没有办法吃到这些 vitamin,
under certain circumstances, if I have no way to consume those vitamins,
但是那个超自然的那个上帝，造我的身体的上帝，他能够用超自然的方法补上我的身体所需要的。
But the supernatural God who created me can use supernatural way to restore my health.
过几天我就要到中国去了。
In just a few days later, I'm going over to China.
每次去中国是打战哦。
So every time I went to China, it's a kind of battle.
我一天讲到8个小时。
I have to preach 8 hours every day.
然后过后又要辅导人7个小时。
And after that, I need to counsel people for 7 hours.
每个晚上就睡5个小时。
Every night, I slept only 5 hours.
然后什么放进去都不知道放什么，然后就吃就是了。
So I just eat whatever I can.
我在那边最想吃的东西就是白饭。
So the thing that I love to eat most is white rice.
因为有 carbohydrate 给我的脑跟我的身体有力量。
Because carbohydrate can strengthen my brain and my body.
但是这样的3个礼拜，这样每次这样过了。
So 3 weeks just pass like that.
身体还是这么健康。
But my body is ever so healthy.
我今年40岁了。我养了3个孩子。
I'm already 40 years old with 3 kids.
还是这么年轻。
I'm still so young looking.
这个不是科学啊，你可以讲不是啊。
This is not science.
但是每一次神采飞扬。
I'm always looking very radiant.
各位了解吗？我绝对不是反科学。
I'm certainly not against science.
但是我相信，在人的科学以外的，有一个东西叫属灵的科学。
But I believe there's something beyond beyond human science, which is spiritual science.
什么叫属灵的科学？
So what is spiritual science?
就是当人真信神的时候，下面所带来人的逻辑不能理解的一些运作。
So that is when a person truly believes in God, then subsequently there are certain things that happen that is beyond human comprehension.
有一些超然的智慧会临到，超然的力量会临到。
Certain supernatural wisdom and strength will come upon the person.
就是一个人信靠上帝，他在最痛苦失去亲人的时候，他会坚强起来。
So when a person believes in God at his worst moment, when he's most miserable, he can be strengthened.
科学可以说，哦，这个时候的很多人安慰他，但是呢，其实我相信在人的安慰背后，还有更真实的神的安慰。
Science can explain that. That's because a person receives a lot of comfort from humans. But I believe that beyond human comfort, there is a more real comfort from God.
属灵的科学是讲到信心的东西。
So spiritual science talks about faith.
我刚才已经说了，你不能否认人是需要活在信心里面的。
So just now I really mentioned, you cannot deny that humans need to live in faith.
当我读了科学之后，我相信这个有形的事情，有形的物体里面，我对这些东西越有感悟，也甚至深入的研究。
When I believe in science, I have better sense of the physical things, and I can study them deeper.
但是当我读了圣经之后，我相信了，借着信心所敞开的有一个无限的世界。
But once I read the Bible, I know that through faith, I can open to a infinite world.
人的每一刻要活在信心，没有信心不能活。
Humans have to live every moment in faith. Without faith, humans cannot live.
所以，亲爱的朋友们，所以你听到这个地方的时候，你说，对，我相信人是要活在信心的。
So when you listen till this point, you believe that yes, humans have to live by faith.
人要能够信眼睛看不到的。
Humans.Must believe what eyes cannot see.
如果你的心能够接受这点，那你是聪明了的地步。
If your heart can accept this point, then this is the first step to your wisdom.
那为什么我说聪明呢？
Why do I say it's wise?
因为一个人就算他没有读过圣经，但是他看整个世界，他会明白那个看得见的东西是有限的。
Because even if a person didn't read the Bible, but he observed the whole world, he will realize that there's something unseen.
看得见的东西是会过去的。
What is seen will pass away.
这个身体是会老化没有的。
The body will age and pass away.
这个椅子是会没有的。
Even the chair will break down.
对，所以无限的东西，无穷无尽的东西在信心里面。
So infinite things lies within faith.
所以信心能够敞开那个境界。
So faith can open the boundaries.
对不对？连做生意的人也知道，生意要成功，你第一步一定是信心走的，对。
So even businessmen, they know that if you want to have a successful business, you need to go by faith.
这个宇宙里面是怎么来的？对。所以很多的思想家一直想，这个是无限的。
So many people keep wondering how does the whole universe came about, but all this is infinite.
这个只是发现而已。
We merely made certain discoveries.
信心叫人要去到太空，能够 invent 那个飞机、车子、飞机、internet 哦。
So faith made a person able to go into space and invent all kinds of things: car, internet, planes, etc.
当人就说我只相信科学，但是他又看到人的卵子跟精子结合在一起成为人的时候呢？这个里面其中错综复杂的那个 dynamics 到底是怎样成为，其实他也不知道。
So when people say that they believe in science, but they cannot really understand the real dynamics of how an egg and a sperm come together to form a human being.
那这个人生出来之后，他有一个无形的生命，那他是人生的意义是什么？他要往哪里去？其实这个东西科学又不知道。
So science cannot tell us when a person is born, what is the life purpose and where is this life going towards?
所以真的需要信心。
So we all need faith.
信心能够在这方面给我们解答。
Faith can give us answers in these areas.
但是各位，刚才我说这个只是聪明的第一步。
But just now I mentioned this is merely the first step towards wisdom.
你们一定要去到聪明的第二步。
You must move forward into the second step of wisdom.
各位跟我讲，聪明的第二步是什么？
What is the second step towards wisdom?
各位讲，聪明的第二步。
Repeat.
为什么我讲聪明的第二步呢？因为这个第二步是人的聪明。 不能走到的地方。
Why is this the second step? Because this is where you cannot go with human wisdom.
因为聪明的第二步讲的是你要信什么。
Because the second step toward wisdom talks about what must you believe in.
聪明的第一步是知道，哎，人绝对不能靠只有眼睛看见的，人是一直活在要信看不见的东西。对，这第一步是这个。
So the first step is humans cannot merely live in a seen world. We must believe in things that are unseen.
那这是聪明的第二步要告诉我们，你信什么更重要。
But second step toward wisdom tells us what you believe in is even more important.
因为你信错了之后，你比不信还糟糕。
Because if you believe wrongly, it's even worse than not believing.
所以你信错，信的不完全，你的生命会被糟蹋的。
So if you believe wrongly or incompletely, your whole life will be destroyed.
所以你看那些恐怖分子，那些 ISIS, 你以为他们不信吗？他们信啊。
So you look at the terrorists, the ISIS, they believe in something.
他们信啊，我就是自焚，啪，爆炸了，哎呦，我去天上啊，有享福了啊。
So they believe that if they sacrifice themselves, they can enter into heaven to enjoy bliss.
所以信心把人带到一个永恒无限里面。
So faith brings people into eternity and infinity.
但是那个是无限的善良还是无限的邪恶？各位是在于你信什么。
But what you believe, whether it brings you to infinite goodness or evil, depends on what you believe in.
所以各位会了解吗？这个信什么是非常重要。
So what you believe in is very important.
也可以说是最关键的。
And it's the most critical.
所以最后我讲到这个地方的时候。
So when I touch on this area,
我要告诉你。
I want to tell you.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
我们人最需要信的内容是什么？
What are the key essence, a key contents that human need to believe?
那是跟人的生死祸福有关系的。
And this concerns a human's life, death, blessings, and curse. 我讲完这个。